What's bugging you?
And I know I'm not speaking just for myself, but so many other Americans out there.
Get it off your chest now.
We're not alone.
877-WSKY-TALK.
I got to bug up my pie hole. Oh, yeah.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Happy, happy Friday. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call now, please. And if you don't get through right away, please call back. 877-975-9825. And Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I think President Trump might listen to your show. At the top of the hour, I heard news where Trump said that we could have, what would happen if we have 200 million people coming into this country? And I called your show about a year ago, maybe a little less than a year ago, and I said, what will happen when we have 200 million of them, refugees, coming into this country from all sides? And what are the odds that he came up with that same number? But I said at the same time, you can't have enough ammo for what's coming to this country. And they're destroying it from the inside. They're destroying us from the outside. Liz Cheney is just like her daddy, Rumsfeld, Bush. They destabilized the Middle East, had all those refugees destroy, going and infiltrate into Europe, completely destroyed all of Europe. And they're going to do the same thing here. So get prepared, because these maniacs want this war, and they're not going to stop until they change everything.
Well, I mean, judged in a crisis and chaos they brought and how they react to it, yeah, it's hard to think positive thoughts for sure, right? Moto Man, what's bugging you?
Morning, Bob and Greg. I read two articles this morning, both on Fox, I believe. One was that all the FEMA money is going towards illegal alien support, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And a little further down, I read that that NASA is spending 50.2, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, billion dollars to go to a moon near Jupiter.
Yeah. The FEMA story, I believe it's true. It definitely has legs. That FEMA money was robbed to pay for assistance for illegal aliens, immigrants.
Yep.
Yeah, and that people need to know that. Justin, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. I believe this is that Full Metal Jacket moment where Sergeant Hartman says, "Why are you not stomping out Private Pyle's guts?" We're literally seeing our country being destroyed and nothing's being done. And I feel like we're at the point now where, unfortunately, it's time for us as the citizens to come up and do something. That's why we have the right to bear arms. I hate to say it, but I mean, they've been going after the militias to where we don't have our own private defense anymore, because that was in place for a reason. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
No, appreciate it. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. About 11 months ago, I called your show, and I said that I was concerned that if Netanyahu didn't change course and try to find a peaceful solution over there, that he could get his country destroyed. And I was serious about that, and I'm very concerned about that now. And about 4 months ago, I called and said that that he would not be able to defeat Hezbollah in Lebanon. And what do they do? He goes in. I warned against it. He goes in and he got 14 guys killed on the very first day.
Yeah, that urban warfare is extremely, extremely difficult, especially when you go into the bad guy's home turf. And yeah, we'll check the log and make sure you're right on all those dates. Jerry, what's bugging you? Jerry,
what's bugging me is two things. Two things are bugging me. One is why your station is not national. And two, if women want to have abortions, let them have the abortions all they want. Let them pay for it, not the American people. That's me.
Yeah. Obviously, that is one of the issues. And we take it as a very much a huge compliment that we should be syndicated. Yes. All right. 877-975-9825. Logan, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that currently
America went from a sovereign state to pretty much the international peacekeeper in the past 50 or so years. I really do not like how I have spoken with so many people, and they always tell me that it's good that we lost our sovereignty so we could go around and help out all the third world countries. I'm fine with helping out third world countries, but at the same time, we're pretty much just the only people to go around and do anything. We're the stick that they go around and prod the world with. It's annoying. We're letting the UN jockey us. We're letting NATO jockey us. And it's kind of a shame that not many people are really talking about it. People have just started talking about it. But we're already screwed as is. Thank you.
Well, I look at it, too, from this perspective. If I can pay my bills and I can make good choices and my home, my finances are in good shape, that allows me to be more giving and helpful to others. I think that mentality is something that we need to adopt in America, where we take care of our own first, and when our cup runneth over, we then help the rest of the world. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. This is quite minor, but I received my ballot and I sent it back in, and we're going to get Trump back in order. But what kind of bugs me in a small sense is that the mail-in ballots, they don't have a postage-paid return envelope. I mean, I have no problem plugging in a forever stamp on it, but among all the garbage we get, it seems that at least the mail-in return ballots would have like a prepaid return envelope. So it's almost like it's a small poll tax, man. All right, you guys are great. Thanks.
You're right. That would be theoretically considered a type of poll tax, but it's much cheaper than using the gas and transportation to get there or even riding the bus, right? Yes. All right. Bob, what's bugging you?
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Break that Melania is doing with Trump, she should be following her husband, as the Bible says, and not coming out against abortion for abortion like she is. That's what's bugging me, Bob.
Well, people have their own opinions, their own thoughts. Ultimately, you know, he will be in a position of authority and of power, and he helped to put in place great Supreme Court judges,
yep.
And that's a legacy. And Melania is entitled to her opinion. If it differs from his, she's not a voting member of Congress or works for the government in any capacity, right? Yeah.
Nancy Reagan didn't always agree with Ronald either.
Yeah. Yeah, she was wrong about that thing about drugs. Remember when she'd say, just say no?
Yeah.
She was supposed to say, just say no, thank you. That's when America's manners,
yes,
went down the tubes.
Politeness.
Thanks, Nancy.
House. There you go.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
97.3 The Sky. Hang on. Happy Friday.
Here's what's trending now on The Sky.
Hurricane Helene leaving millions without power.
A 500-mile path of destruction.
The news that's trending.
This storm literally spared no one.
We know how important it is to get the power back on.
The news that's now.
Port workers from Maine to Texas.
Walk off the job.
The White House did not step in.
The news station.
Drug dealers, human traffickers, and murderers. Welcome to America.
I'm a knucklehead at times.
The local coverage you need.
The election coverage you want.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.